I'm speaking to Rob Beale of Morris Owen. Rob, if you were thinking of setting up a business in and around our area of Swindon, what kind of sector do you think would be a good one to operate in?
I guess my starting point for anyone is always do something that you enjoy. But if we're assuming that someone's got a starting point of saying, actually, I'm open to all of the various things, I think Swindon's got lots of different opportunities there. I think what you've got to try and establish is what type of business you want and how long you want that business to run. You know, I talk to my children who are at school and they talk about what their careers are going to be. And discussions we have is, well, you're going to be doing a job, chances are, that hasn't been even invented yet by the time you get to 30 or something. But I think if you look at Swindon, what you've got is you've got massive growth. So if, for example, you wanted to get into the trades or property development or something like that, if you look at Swindon and the continued growth plans, there's massive opportunities there. I think if you then take those people, there's going to need to be the services around them that will support them. And therefore, if you can get into the right niche to provide entertainment or hospitality for those specific people, again, if you get the right product offering, there's good opportunity there. I think the other aspect about Swindon that's so good, albeit it's detrimental to Swindon itself, is its location and your ability to get anywhere from Swindon to, you know, London, South West, South Coast or Midlands very, very quickly. And therefore, I think if you're looking at providing a service that requires easy accessibility, so as a distribution hub, and that's one of the reasons that Swindon is such a good distribution hub, is because of its road network and rail network that you can get to other places. So I think it's looking at that and then saying, well, what type of a career do I want? You know, if you want an IT career, well, is Swindon the right place, or are there other places that are better because it's more of a central hub for it? And I think this is actually part of Swindon's own development in terms of what Swindon known for. And, you know, it used to be the railways, and then it became very much a hub because of its location, and we had the car industry, etc. But I think going forward, Swindon's got to continue to reinvent itself like that.
Yeah, interesting. So let's just pick up on one of those points you made earlier about, you know, something you enjoy doing. I guess most people that have got their own business are an expert in the field in which they operate. And certainly, I worked for a small newspaper group at one point, and the co-owner, that's what he said. If you're going to start your own business, you need to be an expert in that business. Let's just think about that for a moment. Is that the case? Because we know, we've talked about this before, that most SMEs struggle from a management perspective because they are experts in their field, but they're not very good at managing people. They might not be very good at business administration. Do you think you could come at it from a different angle? Do you think you could just be a manager, be a very good manager because you've managed in a different environment, and then partner with an expert and create a good business?
I think that's what a good business is. It's those across-the-board skills. I think you've got to have someone that's got the vision for the idea, whatever that is. You know, okay, entrepreneur is almost an overused phrase now. We hear it on Dragon's Den, everyone's an entrepreneur, but you've got to have someone that knows what they're doing. And very often people start businesses because they've been in an industry for a long period of time. They're good at it, they know their product, but as you say, actually they lack the other skills around it. And some people will learn those skills. Other people realise that actually over a period of time, what they need to do is almost make themselves redundant and build the management team around them that actually runs that business for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's very, very true. What about competition? This is quite an interesting one. So is it good to have a competitive market because you know there's a market there and you're just going to beat the competition? Or is it better to find virgin territory if it exists nowadays? What in your experience is the best way to go? Because obviously if it's virgin territory, you've got to convince consumers or B2B that they want the product.
I think it comes down to what type of service or business that you're offering as to answer that point. You know, if you've come up with a new concept where actually there isn't massive amounts of competition that gives you that opportunity to get your market share, whether it's in the local area or the wider area or the economy as a whole,
And I think that initial growth is really important, that you want to get your footing sorted out, you want to get the business to a certain critical mass. The problem is that I think as businesses mature, the danger is if they haven't got someone on their backs to keep their pencil sharp and to make sure that they're running their business properly and looking after their customer base, people can get lazy and service starts to fall or the product starts to fail. And actually, you know, if you look at some of the big businesses that we all have to deal with, customer service is appalling, and it's like, why do we have to put up with this? Well, actually, competition, in theory, should resolve that issue. Where it doesn't resolve that issue is where they're all as bad as each other. So I think competition actually is important to keep people on the game, to keep them focused on the things that are there that they need to be doing. But also it's trying to make yourself slightly different to your competition so that you are offering something unique.
Let's just pause there for a minute, Rob, and we'll talk some more in a minute.